Mothership Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We are doing a series, beloved. First of all, we are going through verse by verse by verse, all the way through 1 Peter. We're now at 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and verse 11. And this is what it says. If this is the first time you've heard this series, this is what it says. It says, "Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself was speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Christ Jesus. All glory and power to him forever and ever." And as I went through that a few days ago, I was thinking, you know, the Lord is talking very eloquently here, I believe, to us about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. How often do we hear and learn about the gifts of the Spirit? If we go now to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and verse 7, it says this, "To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit of the for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit." It says then in verse 9, "To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits." We spoke about that when last we talked on Friday. "To another various kinds of tongues." And we'll stop right there. "To another, various kinds of tongues." In other words, speaking in tongues. Now, in a sense, there are two giftings here too, because sometimes one has a public tongue. And in a church meeting, maybe someone will stand or sit and begin to be speaking in tongues. Remember this. These are for the edification of the church. That is why these gifts are there. That is why God has given us these gifts. And so it's quite possible that one day you may well have a public tongue in which you need to stand up in a meeting and you need to declare what you're declaring in tongues, so no one can understand. Well, now the rest of the church want to know what you've just said. Someone will have an interpretation of that tongue. If it is from God, there will be an interpretation, and that interpretation will edify the body of Christ. That is for sure. How often have you been in a situation in your own life where you felt you wanted to pray, you wanted to say something to Almighty God, and you don't have the words? You don't know what to say. Then you begin to speak in another language, in a foreign language. You know, I've heard cases, there's one case I'm thinking about at the moment, where someone was in church and that particular person was feeling very, very down. She was feeling as though the whole world had collapsed on her. And she was at church that morning, not understanding why she was there. She had no idea why she'd bothered to come to church that day. And there she sat. And during the meeting, someone sitting by her side suddenly started speaking in tongues. Now, the amazing thing was that this woman was actually German. And she was in an English church. She spoke English perfectly. But there she was, feeling devastated. Suddenly, this person sitting by the side of her began speaking in fluent German as their tongue. And the words set her free. She suddenly realized that her Heavenly Father was communicating directly through this other person speaking in tongues in her own native language. And she was uplifted. And she was restored. There you go. that is something that is so wonderful. It edifies the church itself. Beloved, speaking in tongues, so many people put so much pressure on other people to begin to speak in tongues because they feel that every single person should speak in tongues. I don't believe that at all. I don't see that from Scripture. What I do know is that a lot of people do speak in tongues. It seems to be the most common of the gifts of the Spirit, if you will. And I was at church the other Sunday, and this woman was talking about the gift of speaking in tongues. And she was saying, you know what, sometimes when we start, when we begin to think, maybe I've got this particular gift, how can we let this go? How can we let it out? Because you see, as you begin to speak in tongues, I believe the evil one will whisper in your ear and say, do you know what? You're talking rubbish. This isn't real at all. So right there, we need to have faith. We need that faith in God above to know that what we are saying is a heavenly language and it's coming from Almighty God. We need that faith. We need that encouragement. So that Satan has got no hold on us and will not stop us. You see, let me tell you this. Satan wants to shut you down. If you're speaking in tongues, that's dangerous and it's powerful. To Satan, it's certainly very dangerous. It is a war. We're in a war, beloved. And you need to know that whatever you are doing for God Almighty, Satan will try to shut you down. Any way he possibly can, he's going to try and shut you down. Why? Because you're a danger. That's why. You are a danger. You're a warrior. You're someone who Satan hates now because of your commitment to Christ. And therefore, when you use one of the spiritual gifts, what you are doing is you're battling against the principalities and the powers. It's important that you know that. This lady who was talking in church the other Sunday, she was suggesting that if you want to begin to speak in tongues and you believe that God's given you that ability, you should sing. Just start to sing. Sing notes and allow your tongue to do whatever God wants you to do with your tongue and begin to flow in the gift of the Spirit of speaking in tongues. Just like that. Just start to flow in the Spirit, beloved. Just begin to converse with Almighty God through the heavenly language that He has given you. It is awesome. And when you start to speak in tongues, especially if you continue and continue and continue, that is even more awesome because you're communicating with your heavenly Father. Beloved, if you don't have that gift of speaking in tongues and you believe the Lord would want you to have that gift, I want to pray during this Hour One Nugget that you would begin to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. Father God, I want to pray in Jesus' name for your beloved people who are listening to this broadcast. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would pour your Holy Spirit on your beloved people, that they would begin to flow in the gifts of your Spirit. Lord God, if it's gifts of speaking in tongues, I pray now that even as your people are listening, that they would begin to speak in tongues. If it's prophecy, let them be prophetic. Whatever the gift is, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would stop the evil one from blocking their gifting. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.